Military recruiters have had a tough time in recent years. That's largely because the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan aren't exactly enticements to join the armed services. The two wars are having another impact on recruiting. More troops are needed to relieve the pressure on those already in uniform, and that means still more pressure on recruiters. But at least one branch of the military is actually exceeding its recruiting goals. The World's Katie Clark has the story.
If you draw a trend line for recruiting from September 2001 to now, it would look like a roller coaster ride, a few peaks followed by steep declines. Professor Morton Ender of the U.S. Military Academy says that's the way it's been for military recruiters.
Overall, there have certainly been concerns about getting enough recruits into all of the services.
Almost all the services. Professor Ender says the Marines have been the exception.
What makes the Marine Corps unique is, you know, it goes back to their motto, a few good men, and the few part is what's important. They don't need as many people, and it's not as hard for them to find people that still want to step up to the standard that the Marines hold.
The Corps still faces an image problem, though. That's in large part due to films like Jarhead, which depict life for Marine recruits as being at the mercy of sadistic drill instructors.
Show me exactly where your skivvies and running shoes go!
Sir, the recruit can't think while the drill instructor is hitting him on his head, sir!
You can't think while I'm giving you a few love taps? How the f*** are you going to fire your rifle when grenades are going off in your face?
Staff Sergeant Elijah Lawton is a Marine, and he's plenty tough. But he's also a nice guy. He has to be. He's a recruiter. He works in New York City. It's not quite like boot camp, but recruiting is still hard work. Lawton says he's often out the door by 6 in the morning, and he doesn't get home again until 10 at night. He says it can feel as if he spends more time with potential recruits and their families than his own.
But I like the opportunity of giving those who are qualified, those who want to be a part of the mission, to help them for what they want to accomplish.
Lawton says New York used to be a good place for recruiting, not anymore.
New York City has definitely changed over the years since 9/11. It went from pretty much, as we would call, a heavy-hitting station. A lot of people are very patriotic, very much joined the Marine Corps, to facing a lot of resistance. A lot of people are anti-military. They love the troops, but as far as the military presence and the schools, it's very not wanted.
The law requires schools to open their doors to military recruiters and to provide the military with student records, home addresses, and telephone numbers. But recruiters say not all schools comply with the law. Lawton says he has full access to students from only 2 of the 13 schools in his recruiting area. And unfortunately for him, one is an honors school.
You have to take actual placement tests to get into the school. It's very competitive to get in. And coming out of that school, you receive a lot of scholarship and a lot of acceptance to very good schools. So they don't see how the Marine Corps is beneficial to what they want to accomplish.
The other school where Lawton says he's gotten a warm welcome is academically weak. Many of the students there who'd like to enlist don't have the 10th grade level math and English skills to qualify for the Marines. Lawton doesn't get discouraged, though, not even from the added pressure he and other Marine recruiters are under to expand the size of the Corps by 27,000 by the end of 2010.
As Marines, we have that never-quit mentality. So no matter what the number is, we're going to push towards it, in other words.
In fact, the Marines are ahead of schedule when it comes to increasing the size of the Corps. In April, for example, they exceeded their monthly goal by more than 650 recruits. Beth Ash of the RAND Corporation says that's extraordinary.
We know that the war has had a negative effect on people's interest in joining the military. And so it really is a success story that is worth highlighting.
Ash says the Marines have not only been successful in the numbers of recruits they've attracted, but also in the quality of recruits.
And part of the reason has to do with the fact that the Marine Corps is a much smaller service and more of a niche type of service. If you're looking for the lean, mean, you know, fighting machine, that's the service for you.
The American Civil Liberties Union charges that the added strain of meeting enlistment quotas since the start of the Iraq War has led recruiters from all branches of the armed forces to act more aggressively. The ACLU alleges frequent misconduct by recruiters. Staff Sergeant Elijah Lawton says that's not his style.
The best way to approach the applicants is with a smile and be honest.
Lawton is wrapping up a 3-year stint as a recruiter. He says it's been among the toughest assignments in his 8 years as a Marine. Still, Lawton would consider coming back to recruiting work at some point, but he says he just needs a little break right now. For The World, this is Katie Clark.